Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheeler drivers, the men and the women behind the wheel out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And, of course, our bulk mail haulers going from the bulk mail centers to the post offices to make sure everybody has their mail today. And don't forget the suicide jockeys either, hauling that gas and diesel out there so we got gasoline to go to work with and whatnot. Also, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And we're on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And our website is the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, where if you can't hear us anywhere else, you can go right there. We're streaming right there on the website, the show that you're hearing right now on the radio or wherever you're listening to me from. Okay, joining us from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Joe Biden says the MAGA crowd, the Make America Great Again crowd, is the most extreme political organization in U.S. history. Well, really, Joe? How about Antifa? How about BLM? How about those guys?
Did not he make a statement that said if anybody on his staff was found to be disrespecting or treating people badly, he'd fire him on the spot?
Sure did.
Mm-hmm.
Should fire him himself. Where's,
right. Yeah. And so where is his minister of truth on this one?
trying to find the truth.
Well, I mean, how many people is he referring to, really, in that? Is he referring to 100 million Americans?
Could be.
He makes a statement. Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
So, look, where's our outrage? Because I'm not seeing enough of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he gets out on TV yesterday again, starts talking about paying rich needs and corporations.
Yep.
Need to pay their fair share, and the economy this and the economy that. So, you know, they're once again trying to change up, the talking points and that the White House is doing everything they can to deal with inflation. Well, it just isn't working. And people are in a desperate situation here, and that includes the people inside the MAGA crowd.
Yep.
And he comes out and insults them.
Yep. Well, it's not gonna work. I mean, this kind of stuff just isn't gonna work. Oh, and by the way, we got a caller in the line. I'm gonna take it. This is one of our friends up in Georgia. Good morning. Who we got calling us from Georgia?
As a Laredo truck driver up there.
How you doing, Laredo?
Yeah, I'm doing fine, Buck. I hope y'all are too. Lisa, I hope you're doing great up there. Hey, you know, they keep talking about this insurrection thing. I wish they'd just go ahead and leave President Trump alone, because the whole insurrection thing is very, there was an insurrection. But it started back with the elections when those idiots started trying to steal the election.
Right.
That's where the insurrection comes in. Now, this Ministry of Truth, they need to be looking back at the ones that are sitting in the White House now.
Right.
Because they're the ones sitting there telling all the lies about the insurrection going on.
Right.
Because they were the insurrection.
Mm-hmm. You're right, Laredo.
It's really starting to get under my skin the way they keep pointing President Trump. Because that idiot sitting in the White House up yonder is not the president.
Yeah, you're right. All right.
I hope y'all have a great day. But every time I hear them talking about this Ministry of Truth and all this, they need to be looking at themselves.
Well,
seriously.
You're right, and thank you very much, Laredo. You drive safe.
God bless you, bro. God
amen,
bless you.
Amen. Okay, and by the way, Denise, I'm going to say something here about the disinfo chief, the czar, whatever heck her name is. It doesn't really matter at this point. Mayorkas yesterday and the day before said he had no idea about the past and the TikTok post that she put out there about
uh-huh.
Isn't that amazing? What a dope.
Well, look. First of all, tell it, brother, when it comes to Laredo, okay?
Uh-huh.
Trump once said at one of the rallies, or maybe a couple of them, they're not just coming after me. They're coming after you.
Sure did. Mm-hmm.
And it isn't because, and I can't tell you how many times this White House or these Democrats don't bring up Trump's name. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can hear it 19 times a day from a collection of people at a minimum. Look, you can dislike Trump for a whole lot of reasons, and there's a lot of reasons that I dislike Trump, but I will give you this. The Trump doctrine, the stuff that Trump did in order for MAGA,
yep,
making America first and great,
yep,
with everything that was right, everything.
You're right.
And you can't, and we don't have enough people defending his achievements.
Yep.
Defending his achievements.
All right, well, you hold that thought, because we're going to defend that and more when we come back. We got a lot to go in here tonight, and I got to talk a little bit more about the weather. We got tornadoes active over there in Oklahoma and Arkansas. I'll be right back.
On the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged.
If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha, and thank you very much, Kyle Warren. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by Geico Insurance. Geico was spelled G-E-I-C-O, and Geico has been saving people money for going on 85 years, and they are still the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers and growing. And I'm one of those drivers that's insured by them. Now, your local Geico office or the Geico website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, can help you find coverage for just about anything that you own or drive. Now, the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, they can also give you coverage for the motorcycle you have, the ATV, the boat, maybe have an RV. And this is where you save money. If you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance with your automobile that you're driving, you will save a bunch of money. So check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, or go to your local Geico office for more information. That's Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you said you've got people that live up there where this tornado-affected area is and all that stuff?
I have friends. Yeah, I have friends.
Okay, because we've got some active tornado warnings right now still for the guys and gals that are trucking up and down I-40 and I-35. And over there, if you're running the two-lane in Arkansas up along the towards Missouri, maybe you're going up to Joplin the back way, you're going to run into some floodwaters. Because, by the way, they've had 3 to 4 inches of rain an hour in many of those areas. Still raining. Still raining. So be very careful. Southwestern part of Missouri, southeastern part of Kansas, half of Oklahoma, including the northwestern corner of Arkansas. All right. Back to where we were going. The
federal judge yesterday refused to order New York to hold its congressional and state Senate primaries this spring using the district maps that were declared unconstitutional by state judges, saying a legal effort by Democrats to revive the maps looked unlikely to succeed. Now, everybody seems to be having problems right now doing a little gerrymandering, because that's what they call it, right?
Correct.
So, where are we going to go with this? What's going to happen? Now, Florida, I don't think...
Well, remember who's behind most of this, and that is Eric Holder and Mark Elias.
Right.
And they've been doing this for quite some time. And they took it as a opportunity, an expanded opportunity, because of the results of the census. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
So, voting districts, or I should say congressional districts, change based on where people have moved and so forth and so on. So they're taking advantage. And there are some, you know, that have been challenged in court, and so that's where we are. There's actually some here in Florida got challenged. So, yeah, it's clearly a thing to watch.
Yeah, and I don't think that they've really come forth, if you will, with the complete redistricting here in Florida. I think that still needs to be done. Am I right or am I wrong?
Well, I think there was one that was drawn, and it was taken to court, rightly so. I don't know where it is in the process.
Okay. Now, the other thing is John Durham, in continuing his prosecution of Hillary Clinton and her proxy, Michael Sussman, delivered some big news on that front to set the table some weeks prior. The Hillary for America campaign and Fusion GPS tried to intervene in the trial by arguing that documents that Durham had requested were covered by the attorney-client privilege. Well, that, of course, was a laughable notion, and given that Sussman had previously denied and lied to the FBI and the CIA about the fact that he was not on the payroll to either Clinton or anybody else, and they found out he was, which has got him in even bigger trouble, because he could go to jail for that, if nothing else. It further documented that evidence does exist of Fusion GPS admitting that they hired Sussman to do political research, not to offer legal advice, as he had said.
The judge handed a loss to Durham last week, saying that Hillary's tweets would not be admissible. And that doesn't deter Durham, but it would have been helpful. And so Durham, just yesterday gave immunity to one particular girl, Laura Seago, I think is her name, S-E-A-G-O,
mm-hmm.
who worked at Fusion GPS, and she, I think it was Fusion GPS, she had very good knowledge. So he's using, look like Durham is going to use her against the rest, which is a good thing. That's what you do. Now, there's about, when it comes to this attorney-client privilege, I think there's 1,600, I don't know if it's 1,600 or 15 or 1,200, doesn't matter. Well over 1,000 documents that necessarily are being argued under attorney-client privilege.
Mm-hmm.
And so Durham is arguing that, well, you can say what you want, but they are the very basis of this plot for all things Russiagate.
Mm-hmm.
So the win, another win yesterday for Durham, was that the judge himself would take a look at these documents to determine whether they could be used or not. Now, that's huge. Now, the defense in this case, all things Sussman, Hillary for America, and the DNC or whatnot, are arguing that they didn't want those admitted at all. Mm-hmm. So the judge is actually going to look at them personally and make a determination. That's big. Because even if the judge doesn't allow them, and that's a big if, I think he very well could, he has already been, based on what the judge reads in these documents, the judge will see that everything that Durham is doing is correct. He's essentially won the case just by having the judge read the confidential documents.
Okay. We got a caller on the line. I'm not sure who this is, so let's go over here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, sir. It's Eric in East Tennessee. Good morning, ma'am. Hey,
you're only going to have about a minute because I'm running out of time here.
Yeah, thanks for holding on to me so long. I appreciate it. Ms. Denise, she was talking about the Trump doctrine, agreeing with the Trump doctrine, 110%, in my opinion. Former President Trump and former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo rocked it as far as foreign policy for the United States. There were no new, we did not get entangled in any new conflicts. North Korea was kept quiet. China was basically contained, if you will. Now China, if I'm not mistaken, controls the Sea of Bengal or the Bay of Bengal around India. They're working on this, they're working on the Indo-Pacific region, as far as naval dominance. North Korea's launched, what, almost a dozen, if not a dozen?
They had one yesterday.
Just this year. Just this calendar year that they've launched this, that, and the other. Now, you know, there was no war, there was no overt, you know, involvement in Ukraine, you know, basically kept, if people want to call it, basically kept the Russian Federation contained, just playing stereotypical old-school Cold War issues, overflights, et cetera, you know, skirting airspace and stuff. And I think what's happening, if people really take a look at it.
All right, well, you got about 10 seconds, and we're going to hit the music here.
Well, roger that. I'll just leave it at that. Thanks, ma'am. Thanks, sir. Have a good day. Some fun.
All right. And you want to make a comment, Denise?
We forget about the Abraham Accords, which I brought up yesterday. We forget about moving the embassy in Jerusalem. We forget about the work, although it did fail, the work Trump was trying to do in Venezuela by removing Maduro. And, you know, they kept, you know, essentially Cuba in check. If for nothing else, immigration pretty much came to a halt. Mm-hmm. At the southern border.
Okay.
So,
all right. I will talk to you tonight. You're going to get cut off right there. There goes the computer. So I will talk to you tonight, and have a great day.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News.
Lawmakers in more than a dozen states have pledged to push for legislative protection and refuge bills for transgender youth and their families. The multi-state effort comes after recent actions announced in states like Texas. In February, Governor Greg Abbott issued a directive for state agencies to launch child abuse investigations of youth who undergo hormone replacement therapy or surgery. A judge has temporarily blocked this directive. A federal judge has denied the Biden administration's request to dismiss Florida's lawsuit seeking to halt its catch-and-release immigration policy. In his 37-page ruling, U.S. District Judge T. Kent Wetherill wrote that the Biden administration's arguments weren't persuasive and its policies are not immune from judicial review. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right, the Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that that the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It is time for our Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Remember, the National Aviation Academy, where you can learn and be trained to become a certified aviation maintenance technician in 14 months. And if you're coming out of the military and you have certification, it can be done even quicker. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has a website. It's naa.edu. That's naa.edu. You can go over there and take a look at it on the Internet, see what they're all about. And then once you do that, pick one of their campuses to go visit and take a tour. Either the one in Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. Or the one in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. Now, in either case, ask to take the tour. Give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And you'll be able to go to either the campus in Clearwater or the campus in Concord, Mass. And if you want to go to both campuses and take a tour of each one to see what the difference is, you can do that too. But when you call them at 800-659-2080, you'll be given the opportunity when you schedule your appointment to not only talk to some students, but also some faculty members, some of the instructors, and more than likely, some of the people that handle the actual student loans so you can go to school. Now, if you are a veteran and you have all of your educational benefits, you'll pay nothing. If you are a veteran who's used some of your benefits in the past, it depends on what you have left in terms of your benefits to be able to use for education. Now, that being said, you don't know till you ask. But it's a tremendous opportunity because you'll start out with a tremendous income to begin with, $60,000, $70,000, maybe $80,000 a year working here in the United States. And that's just applying yourself, doing the work that's there to be done, because aviation maintenance technicians are in high demand right now, as you might well expect. Now, if you go overseas, you're going to get a lot more money than that because, of course, it pays more money to go overseas. Now, that being said, you can't do it unless you get a hold of them and find out. And you'll know what I know, that they are the absolute best at what they do, and there's nobody any better. And they can pretty much have you sitting in a job. If you want to work, you'll be sitting in a job. You may even have the job opportunity in your hand before you even graduate and get that diploma. So, an officer, United States Army officer, who formerly served as the Army Public Health Center's headquarters company commander, was convicted by a special court-martial of two specifications of violating lawful orders to comply with COVID-19 mitigation measures at the Aberdeen Proving Ground in Maryland. Now, this was the first known COVID court-martial of a military representative. Just happened to be an Army officer. By the way, enlisted airmen and guardians in more than 60 career fields can earn some extra cash this year by extending their time in the service, a much broader retention push than in 2021. They want you to stick around. They're willing to give you a bonus pay to do that. Now, news that the U.S. Supreme Court is likely going to overturn the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision guaranteeing federal protections for abortion rights means that many female service members and military families could soon live in parts of the country where the procedure will be illegal. Well, actually, it's not going to be illegal anywhere because of this decision. It will be illegal because of the laws that were in place in some of these states. But the law itself and the removing of it does not make it illegal anywhere. It just reverts back to states, highest state's authority, highest local authority, which is the state. Now, you may have heard that the recent death of the National Guard soldier in Texas who drowned trying to save migrants in the Rio Grande River has now led to increased scrutiny of the Texas Military Department's policy discouraging service members assigned to Operation Lone Star from engaging in water rescues. Governor Greg Abbott's border mission. He said, "We have people, we have boats, we have life jackets. Don't go in the water." Okay? And again, we'll see how that plays out. In addition, Senator Tommy Tuberville from Alabama said that the U.S. is now halfway through one stockpile of its Javelin missiles. And, of course, the Javelin missiles are the anti-tank missiles. They're made by Lockheed Martin over in Troy, Alabama, at a plant there. We're giving a lot of those away to the Ukraine. And I did say giving away. Also, a report from the U.S. military that the United States intelligence is helping the Ukraine strike the Russian generals that keep getting whacked and either wounded or killed. And if they're wounded, you usually don't hear anything about it, but if they're killed, obviously you do, because Russia is keeping a lot of that quiet for whatever reason. But apparently there's been six generals that have been attacked and four of them have been killed. And that's because of the United States and the intelligence that we've gathered on these generals. So kudos to whoever it is that's doing that. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Now, the military, of course, has a tough job to do, a tough road ahead. And whatever it is that's going to happen with the Ukraine and Russia as they seem to be settling in right now on a battle going to take place in eastern Ukraine for the supremacy there of who controls the territory. And again, we just have no idea as to where that's going to go. We'll have to wait and we'll have to see. Now, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin will host his Japanese counterpart for face-to-face talks about the Russian invasion of Ukraine as the war's ripple effect creates fresh tensions between Tokyo and Moscow. And again, we'll see what happens. Now, we do know that Russia had deployed 22 battalion tactical groups near the Ukraine, the eastern part, eastern city of Izium, in an apparent effort to advance along the northern axis of the Donbas region and capture the cities of Severodonetsk and Kramatorsk, according to the United Kingdom. Now, Belarusian armed forces began surprise large-scale drills on Wednesday to test their combat readiness. Seems the forces of Belarus may or may not get involved in the fighting against the Ukraine. It's not a done deal yet. But if it is, then that'll be one of Ukraine's neighbors going up against them. And that'll be an interesting configuration to see what happens right there. Okay, coming back with the Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. Don't go anywhere. This is the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. And we'll be down in Bradenton at Mixon's Groveside Cafe for our Have Lunch with the Captain series today. Be there at 11:30. I'll be there until 1:30. Stop by.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kathy Curtis, for doing that for us and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch. My conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Acura. Now, Moss Acura is a dealer, part of the Moss Family Group, which is located down here in Tampa. However, they do business all around the country because you've got all these different ways to sell a car from here to Seattle, from here to Denver, from here to Bangor, Maine, whatever, and all points in between. And that's what they do. Moss Acura, by the way, is your Acura dealer down here, creme de la creme, because they honor all active military, all former veterans, all first responders, and our church pastors, too, with some great programs they have to offer them. So check them out online by going to Moss Acura, M-A-U-S, MossAcura.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you. You'll be glad you did, and you'll be able to get in on the savings there if you want to try a really good vehicle from a really good dealer. All right, joining us right now, the Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Morning.
The market kind of exploded yesterday, didn't it?
Again, when you have inevitability in regards to the Fed raising rates, but not exactly direction on how far they're going to go, you watched yesterday when the announcement was made, and the initial statements, and then you saw the interview with Powell, and it was up and down and all over the place. But he seemed to take a 75 basis point hike off the table altogether in one meeting. So, and once he said that, the market went a bit parabolic. A lot of it has to do with, again, computerized trading algorithms, that are fed into certain computers that they pick up on certain headlines, whatever it may be, and the buy signals go. It's like from the some sort of like Terminator movie, like Skynet takes over, and things start going very, very quickly in one direction. I you know, whether markets go down heavy in one day or go up heavy in one day, I would caution investors from really taking too much out of anything like that. I really would, again, continue to focus on the fundamentals more than anything else.
Well, that's amazing that the computers have the ability to be able to do that. And, of course, you know, the Fed, when they raised their target by a half a percentage point, the headline was it was the most in 22 years, and they were trying to deal specifically with inflation. That was their solution.
Well, I think that it's going to be a little bit helpful. I think the real thing that's going to be helpful is the winding down of their, $9 trillion portfolio, bond portfolio, from treasuries to mortgage-backed securities, and letting those things run off the books. I'm happy to see that, because then that's going to suck up a lot of the excess monetary supply that's sloshing around the system. So that, to me, is going to be much more effective in dealing with inflation than the rates.
Now, what would you say if I told you the Democrats and the establishment media are trying to repair President Joe Biden's image when it comes to the economy by calling him the most fiscally responsible president since Barack Obama, of course, without mentioning Donald Trump by name, and then again talking about the deficit reduction and the shrinking of the national debt and some of the other things, very small things that were done by Biden that are making things better, but I don't think it's getting all that much better.
Some of these things are occurring, but they're occurring because he didn't get what he wanted, so it doesn't make any sense. So if he had gotten his Build Back Better, if he'd gotten all these other spending programs that he wanted, the wouldn't be in the same situation. So it's kind of ridiculous at its face. It's like, taking somebody's credit card away and then that person saying, look at me now. I am very, very, look at how great I am with my money. I don't spend anything. Well, you can't. You had your credit card taken away. And it's a similar situation here. So, again, it doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever, and I think people could see right through that.
Well, the Democrats yesterday admitted that President Biden's 40-year high inflation is the greatest midterm election issue, not abortions, because they were trying to make abortions into the issue here, but they're saying, nope, that's not it. It's definitely the inflation and the everything going out of whack here financially.
Oh, I don't think that they're done with trying to make abortion the number one issue. I think that that's going to be something that they're going to most certainly try to do.
Got all summer to do it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Again, we don't even know what the ruling is going to be. It's really premature when it comes to this. But make no bones about it, that will be the issue. They'll probably do something along the lines of student loan debt and or handouts and giveaways to try to frame their pitch.
Pandering.
It's the handing stuff out. And it's been done by both sides, quite frankly, in the past. So, again, we'll see. I got all these Republicans that are out there, already spiking the football, touching the money, for 2022 for this year and the midterms, and got a long way to go.
Yeah. By the way, Nancy Pelosi says that the House vote is going to be, next week on the $33 billion more for Ukraine because President Biden went above his limit that he could do on his own. So now it's all got to go through the Congress. So next week they'll be voting on that $33 billion of aid to go to the Ukraine.
Yeah, I know that there's that money that's allocated. I don't know what else is attached to that as well. It's probably all sorts of other nonsense that's attached to that. So
always is.
Yeah. Is it $33 billion? Is it in aid? Is it in what? I mean, what are we sending there? Is we sending cash? I'm trying to figure out how exactly this is going to work. I mean, maybe we're going to send, weapons, whatever it may be. Russia's pushed back saying that there any, NATO vehicle that's coming is subject to be targeted coming in. And I know that they're going after rail lines now. We'll see if it's going to get there on time, what it's going to help. I don't know what's going to happen next. Again, you get various different stories that are coming out of there, and you don't know what's true and what's not true.
Now, there's a major marijuana banking bill that's gathering bipartisan support in the U.S. Senate right now. It looks like as if it might pass and go over to the House.
Yeah, this will allow the marijuana industry to actually utilize banks. They have medicinal marijuana dispensaries that's near where I live here. I'll just give an example here. I know that they're only allowed, and this is everywhere around the country, they're only allowed to take cash because they can't take credit cards, and they're limited in what they can do with the banking system. So this would allow them to actually utilize banks.
Mm. Now, there's a report here, and I'm not sure who these companies are. Maybe you know better than I do. The New York Stock Exchange and the owner ICE, is going to buy Black Knight in a $13.1 billion deal. Who is this?
I'm not familiar with this deal, man. I'll be honest with you. I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. I'm not familiar exactly with how it works and what it is.
Okay. Now, here's something I'll bet you're familiar with. Oil jumped $5 a barrel yesterday as a European Union neared a ban on Russian oil. So right away, boom, up went the oil.
Yeah, again, that's kind of like a knee-jerk type of a trading situation when it came to oil. I don't think it's going to matter much in the long run. I think Europe will end up probably getting they're obviously going to get their oil from elsewhere, and Russia will continue to sell its oil elsewhere, but obviously at a discount to market prices. So, yeah, it's just, you know, it's the reality of the situation. There's a finite amount of oil that comes out of the ground. It's just how it goes about being dispersed around the globe. And obviously you want to try to, at this point in time, want to get more out of the ground because of the demand, because of what's going on. It's all an adjustment. But, again, Russia's still going to get paid because people will still buy their oil at a discounted price.
Well, West Texas crude right now, this morning, starts out, it looks like, at $107.50 a barrel. And Brent crude is starting out at $110.10 a barrel. Both of that's up a little bit, not a lot. But what's up considerably right now is the wholesale price of gasoline coming out of the refineries, $3.64 a gallon.
Yeah, well, again, a lot of that I think also has to do with you get the blend changeovers that are happening, which is going to make things a little bit more difficult. You know, it's interesting is that, the European Union's doing a pretty good job with certain countries in regards to lowering taxes and giving more deductions in regards to driving to help ease the higher costs. And obviously theirs are much higher than ours. That might be over the short term.
Okay, well, we will talk to you tomorrow, my friend. You have yourself a great day up there.
Yeah,
cool. All right, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. And we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain America Third Watch.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.